I totally reject Deputy McLaughlin's assertion. I believe the €70 million that's allocated for next year is a really strong allocation and will ensure that all houses and as many houses as can possibly be built in Donegal next year under the defective concrete block scheme will be fully funded by the government, as is the case this year. And thankfully, we're seeing increasing momentum now every week with over 200 houses under construction in the county and over 46 houses actually completed and very strongly backed by the government. And indeed, the government continues to monitor the scheme as it rolls out to make sure that we can closely assess it and indeed make sure that it's strengthened as it goes. And that's work that continues, including a visit by department officials to Donegal next week. The government's record in this contrasts very sharply with Sinn Féin's, actually, because we have seen Sinn Féin totally fail to follow through on promises they've made to introduce legislation of their own. And also, actually, most recently in Northern Ireland, under the Northern Irish Executive's new programme for government for the next 3 years, there is absolutely no commitment and no mention, indeed, at all of introducing a defective concrete block scheme in Northern Ireland, despite the fact that many homeowners in Northern Ireland are currently having to remediate their homes with no support whatsoever from the government and none committed to coming forward, despite the fact that there's a Sinn Féin Force Minister there and indeed Finance Minister. From the point of view of the defective concrete block scheme, I will continue to work at cabinet level to ensure it rolls out effectively. And indeed, I'm confident now and looking forward to a cabinet decision shortly as well to follow through in relation to the increase in the caps and the square foot rate and indeed to a decision for that to be made retrospective to everybody in the scheme previously as well. So the government will continue in this, and our track record of delivery differs very significantly from the loud opposition that Sinn Féin are delivering, but which they fail to follow through on whenever they get the opportunity.
Recently, we were told here on Highland Radio News by the Banking and Insurance Redress Focus Group that the working group that had been looking at issues such as mortgageability and bridging loans involving the campaigners, the Department of Housing, engineers, the banks, the central bank and others had effectively been disbanded and had been disbanded unilaterally by the Department of Housing. Would you like to see that reinstated? And is it your belief that there will be some form of reinstatement to ensure that those discussions continue?
Well, I think in terms of mortgageability and insurability, those issues have been clarified, and really importantly so, because every property signed off will be absolutely mortgageable and also insurable. And that's something the government have made crystal clear, and indeed in the working group that was set up to establish that worked hard as well to work through. As we go forward now, the government will continue to engage very closely on the scheme, working with the housing agency as well, and really importantly, working with Donegal County Council and all political representatives through that as well, in terms of monitoring the scheme to make sure it works effectively. I think there's been massive progress made over the course of the last year. That's progress we now want to build upon.
And will, if there is a need for more money in 2025 over and above the €70 million allocated in this budget, will that money be forthcoming?
The government will absolutely be funding every property that is built and rebuilt in Donegal next year, and our objective is to make sure as many as possible can be rebuilt, and that we continue to see the momentum continued with that we've seen, thankfully, over the course of the last year, where more and more homes are getting started and more are getting to the stage where they'll be finished.